The Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition has expressed worry about the quality of education at public basic schools. It says recent results of the BEC indicate that the quality of basic education is not improving as expected. In a statement, the coalition says the recent education assessment results show that 81% of primary 6 students in private schools had at least a minimum grade of pass in mathematics compared to 55% of primary 6 students in public schools. For English, 74% of pupils in private schools could read and understand well compared to 30% in public schools. Additionally, the education sector performance report showed that the number of private primary schools increased by 13.9% between the 2008 and 2009 and 2012-2013 academic years, whereas the number of public primary schools increased by only 6% within the same period. It is therefore not surprising that the West African Examinations Council results released on the recent BEC said only 28% of the students, most of whom are from private schools, passed. Veronica Diago is a program manager with the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition.
We decided to do some research and we found that over the years, most of the students who have made it through from the junior high school level to the top senior high schools mostly come from private primary schools. Because of this, most parents want to send their children to private schools. And even though we do not have anything against private schools, but we believe that what is happening is going to create a divide where if you want quality education, then it means you should be able to pay for it. But the Constitution guarantees the right to quality education for every child.
Now, many people would argue that, well, government can only provide to a certain level. So if parents would want to get quality for their children and so they take them to private schools, then that's it. People should just accept it like that.
Well, you are right. But education is a fundamental right. It's something that is guaranteed for everyone. So there shouldn't be discrimination in the kind of quality anyone gets.
From the statistics that you put in the release, the impression you get is that if government does not come in to resource these public basic schools, then there's likely to be a collapse of the educational system at that level.
If government does not step in, then we are going to have two classes of people. People who have the money and so they can pay for quality education and have a better advantage in life. And those who are left out, who have to attend public schools and so who have to struggle to advance through the education system. It's going to create inequities. It's going to deepen the existing inequities in the education system.
Exactly what should government be doing in this instance?
We are asking government to, first of all, ensure that there are public schools in these communities so that at least there's an option, because some of these parents are sending their children to the private schools because there are no public schools available in their community in the first place. We are asking government to enforce the existing regulation on the establishment of private schools. Many of the private schools around are not registered.
You heard program manager with the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, Veronica Diago.